people see something, they see something on the marquee or something, they say, what does he mean? Follow the leader. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking about the game. As a child, and even as a grown-up, who knows, we played follow the leader. And part of follow the leader was what? Simon says. Simon says, do this, and you do that. Simon says, do that, and you do this. So to open this up today, Simon Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1. All right. Verse number 23 is where I'm going to start, but that's not where I'm preaching out of. But if you open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23, the Word of God says this. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of uncorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. In other words, what God wants you and I to first understand this morning is that God's word will never change. It's incorruptible. It changes not. And one of the things that spoke to my heart this week, there was a noted televangelist, and it doesn't matter the name, but this noted televangelist said, he quoted and said, some men were born in women's bodies and some men were born in women's body, born in women's bodies. So they have a sex change operation, and I don't believe that that is a sin, is what he said. And God says that's a lie from the pits of hell. God created male and female. Okay, there's and God's word won't change, and there's so much confusion that's coming to this world. Now, he says to you and I, follow the leader. Jesus said, come follow me, and I'll make you become fishers of men. Paul said, come follow me as I follow Christ. But God says to you and I, for as many, and Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That word sons comes from the Greek word huios. It's spelled H-U-I-O-S. And it means children. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Because the women said, well, that's not fair. That was just for sons. And I'm a daughter. Amen. And God is speaking to sons and to daughters. Amen? Which kind of leads me to our text today in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen? When you're there, say amen. Verse number 9. Number one, verse number 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 11 is where I want to focus your attention today. And such were, past tense, some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen? The title of this morning's message again is Follow the Leader. We're going to look at three things: to be cleansed, to be consecrated, and to be covered. To be cleansed, consecrated, and covered. Amen? Can we lift our word together, make a declaration together in this house? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I could be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And you're sending your word here to do something in our hearts and lives. That you take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. That your word transforms us. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you will speak through me today, Father God. May I leave myself behind, Father God, and say and do what you called me to do. And, Lord, I'll never cease to give you all the glory, honor, and praise for all you've done and all you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, as a man of God, I'm just telling you, as a child of God, some of these things in our world that are taking place really grieve my heart. Amen? That everybody's trying to reach the world and be the world to reach the world, but God says we're not in this, we're of this world, we're in this world, we're not of this world. Amen? And we're not winning the world by becoming the world, you know? That isn't winning everybody. We're all losing in that state. You know, when this individual made that comment, he's responsible for everyone that had a negative effect on him across the world. Man, I don't know about you, but that's quite a responsibility, isn't it? Amen? So when I look at that, I mean, we got to be really careful what we say. You know, we got to search our hearts and make sure what we're saying aligns with God's word. Amen? And God wants you to understand first that he's the cleanser. He's the washer. He's the one that makes us clean. He makes us clean. So first we're going to look at to be cleansed. And I love the way Paul writes to Titus in Titus chapter 3. Verse number 4. The apostle writing to his student Titus, he says in verse 4, but after that the kindness of the love of God our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen? In other words, Jesus, by Christ Jesus, we've been redeemed. We received the Spirit to regenerate us, which makes us brand new, then we're renewed. Amen? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, in other words, he gives us a three-part there. What Jesus did brought us our redemption. He didn't leave us there. He gave us the Holy Spirit that regenerates us. That gives us a renewal. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Now I want you to understand something. When the apostle Paul says, for all, and Romans 3:23, for all have, he didn't say for all are. He says for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, there's a difference. Wait a minute. Do I mess up and sin? Yes. But do I do it blatantly on purpose? No. I don't sin on purpose. I don't purposely sin. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? So I'm not just going to sin because I think I can get by with it. Guess what? I can't. Amen? Amen? So with this in mind, look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. Sometimes I have to tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. Hello? Amen? Hey, let me say this to you. In the office, in my study, when I'm praying and I'm seeking the Lord, I have to apply all this to myself. I can't say, I can't do as I say, not as I do. Amen. I've got to live by this example that God has given us. As Paul said, Jesus said, come follow me. Paul said, follow me as I follow him. Amen. And if you're following you, we're not to lead them in the ditch. Okay. We're going to lead them in the right direction. That's why the Hebrews the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 10, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So when I look at that, I go back to, turn back a little bit to 1 Peter. He says that we've been washed by the word. We've been redeemed. We've been regenerated. We've been renewed. Amen. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, he says, elect, chosen of God, you and I, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. In other words, when I've been cleansed by God, I'm consecrated, I'm sanctified. He says to be washed, to be sanctified. To be sanctified means to be set apart for him. Amen? He says to sanctify is to make holy. He says, be ye holy, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord of God. We're following Jesus. Jesus was holy, okay? It's no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. I got to allow the Christ in me to arise. If I allow the Christ in me to arise, then the enemy will be scattered. Amen? So Jesus gave us instructions in John chapter 17. How to be sanctified. We're being sanctified by the word of God. The washing of water by the word. Amen? Does being sanctified or being purified by the word, does the word purify me just because I hear it? I have to apply the word, all right? Without application, there's no effect. Amen? Jesus said this in John 17, 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? The truth shall set us free. So we're being washed. We're being sanctified by God's word. Amen? So every time the word goes forth, it's going forth with purpose. Every time we study the word, the Apostle Paul said to his student, he said, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And rightly divide is to come into understanding and revelation of what God is saying. Amen? So he said, but you were washed, but you were sanctified. And I love what Jude writes in Jude verse number 1. You're sanctified by the Spirit, you're sanctified by the Word, and we're sanctified by God himself. Amen? Because we're obedient, and we are obedient to his Word. He says in Jude, verse 1, I love the way he opens his letter. He introduces himself, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. Now put yourself in this place. Carl, Joel, whatever your name is, put your name there. The servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, or a brother of someone, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Amen? God says, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you And I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that the fruit may shall remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. And he's saying this happens when we allow his word to wash us and his spirit to regenerate us. And all of a sudden we become renewed. Amen. I'm not the same man I used to be. I'm not the man who God's called me to be. And I'm on a journey. And on this journey, he takes us from glory to glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Amen. But it can't have an effect on your life unless you apply the Word of God. Amen. Without the Word applied, it will not have an effect on your life. I can do all the good or try to be a do-gooder. And most of the time, all I'm trying to do is bring glory to myself and not to him. It's no longer I that's living. It's Christ that's living in me. And his word is transforming me and changing me. And those around me are witnessing that you and I are being changed. You ain't the man or the woman you were last year. God is doing a work in your life. Amen. And there's a celebration over your life, and God's doing some great things, and it's amazing. God never ceases to amaze me. You know, I was at the it's the end of the year, and I have to do all those things as a minister, and dot the I's and cross the T's, and get all the stuff in at the end of the year, and they seek the Lord for a vision for the new year, and because without vision, people wander. All right, so I've been seeking for him, and I come to this this time, and the thing is, when I was reflecting, and then the devil started trying to beat me up. You didn't do nothing this year. What'd you do? Wow. And I started, and for a few moments there, I started buying it. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, man, I didn't accomplish anything for the kingdom this year. I failed, you know. And all of a sudden, I was getting in a sad mode. And the Holy Spirit and the Lord spoke. And what he showed, started showing me was faces. And the faces he started showing me was transformed lives of people. Amen. And what God has done in people's lives, and that we're done in people's lives because God used me as a vessel to speak, to teach, and to disciple, and to help them grow in the things of God. Amen. And God's raising up some mighty men and women of God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to take back what belongs to the Lord. We're going to put that song to practice that we sing. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what belonged to me. Amen. And God is saying that through his word, through his spirit, and through his power, you can start taking back some of the things that the enemy has stolen from you. Hallelujah. You can take them back by the power and authority of Jesus' name. Recognize who you are. You're a royal child of God. Hallelujah. You're a priesthood. You're a royal priest. You're royalty for the kingdom of God. And recognize the privileges you have as a child of God. Amen. We're favored. We're blessed. Amen? Amen. We're highly favored. But he also says this: when we allow him to wash us, when we allow him to, and we're consecrated to him, we allow him to sanctify us, then we become justified. You know what justified? You know what justified means? Covered. It means I'm free. That means that the Lord, with the blood, has removed my sin as far as the east is from the west, never remembered again. Amen. I'm not going back. I got too much in front of me. Amen. Amen. And what he was saying to me here, if you look in Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. The Word of God says this. He says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. I want you to get a pencil out or a pen. And on your Bible in Romans 5:17, I want you to underline reign in life. Not reigning in the future, but reigning now. Amen. God wants you to recognize who you are. Amen. We're reigning in this life by Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall be many be made righteous, that's Jesus Christ. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin have reigned in the death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So what the apostle was Paul was saying to the church of Rome, he was saying, hey, you reign in life now at present, and then you have a future, which leads into the eternal life. Amen. Praise your name. Anybody with me? Did I lose anybody? So in Romans chapter 5, I was distracted, sorry. I was looking at what was going on in the vestibule, forgive me, man. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, the word of God says this. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith and to this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. Amen. So we're looking at this. God wants us to understand that when we've been redeemed, he gave us the Spirit to regenerate us. We're renewed. We've been washed. All right. We've been cleansed. We've been consecrated or set apart. We've been sanctified. And we've been justified. Amen. When God looks at me, he sees the blood of Jesus that covers me. Amen. 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 Yeah. I don't know about you, but I need all the covering I can get. Is that just me, or is there anybody else in the room needs it? Hallelujah. So to bring this to a head, in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 24, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Then he reminds us, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but you and I are new creations in Christ Jesus. And he said to us, we got to let some old things pass away. Because behold, he wants to do something new. And some of the old things that we're holding on to is keeping us from stepping into what he has prepared for you and I. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's a move of God coming, and the move of God that's coming is a spirit of love that's going to flow across this nation like never before. But there's going to be love of the Word of God, and there's going to be a repentance from the deception. Amen? Remember that the adversary, Satan, is the arch deceiver. He sounds almost like the truth, but it isn't. You know, sort of like, it says, that wasn't bad. It was just a little white lie, okay? But a lie is a lie. It doesn't matter what color it is, amen? And God wants us to understand, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So he is saying to us today, when we allow him to, he will cleanse us, he will consecrate us, he will cover us, but one thing he wants to make, in closing, one thing he wants us to be clear of, to be clear of. Amen. I got my CCC going on. And Romans chapter 2. Are you with me? Y'all still with me? Verse number 4. He says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You know, the word of God says to you and I, he says in 2 Peter 3:9, he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And all God wants us to do is when we're wrong, just to say we're wrong. You know, so many times there's been so many families that have been broken and torn apart because no one will admit that they're wrong. Amen. And when the Holy Spirit convicts you and I of something, he's just saying it, showing it to us for our benefit. God wants you to understand that he sent his word to cleanse us, to consecrate us, to cover us, so that we can be cleared from guilt. Amen. And the Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 6. Verse number 1, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So what is God saying to you and I today? It's simply this. He sent his word here today to cleanse us. He sent his word today that by his spirit to sanctify us. And as the spirit is sanctifying you and I, it's reminding us that we've been justified by the name of Jesus, by our trust in him. And if I'm living in sin, or if I'm sinning and I need help, I don't know about you, but I couldn't do it in my own strength. But his word says to you and I, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify him in my weakness that his power may rest upon me and rest upon you. Then, when we allow that to take place, then we can say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Bow your heads and let us pray.